Hey sibling, you are listening to the Unmasking Unschool podcast. This is for visionaries, creatives, and change makers who happen to be autistic, who are done with pathology paradigms, the masks and misinterpretations of the past, and the burnout cycles that come from trying to fit in with what doesn't work. You are here to create new aligned life structures, to innovate industries, to design liberatory solutions, and create new culture by becoming yourself. My name is Louisa Shirey. I'm an artist, coach, and founder of Solar Systems. This is all about you getting unstuck, reinventing and elevating your sense of self, having the social context and frameworks to make a life that makes sense for how you make sense so you can finally experience who you're here to be in your fullness. Let's deep dive into it. Hey sibling, I want to talk to you today about change and about being someone who's changing and being someone who can create change on purpose, the change that you want. Right now, I'm revising the ways that are helpful to think, the things that are helpful to do in a journey of self-becoming. And so the solar system is a way to house that. There's also the power system. And then there's a third system coming called the beam system. And so, yeah, all of this kind of intellectual structuring of a process of change has been something I've been reviewing and really coming to realize and reflect on the depth of intimacy I have with that process, having coached so many people and having studied my own experiences over so many years. And really what's happening for me is noticing how far I've come, and how far my clients have come. And both of those things, make me want to cry because they are mind-blowing to past versions of me, past versions of my clients. Like I'm showing the 16-year-old me, the 22-year-old me, the 30-year-old me, like all these times when I've been through what I've felt like the most difficult, the worst times in my life, and not knowing how I was going to make it through, not knowing how to deal, and showing those past versions of me who I am now and what my life is like now. Right, and how far I've come. And I'm also experiencing those I work with, who I've worked with for a while, who are experiencing the fruits of the work that they've been doing on themselves in their life in ways that even they couldn't have imagined. And that's really what it is. I could never have imagined what my life feels like now. And I'm saying this because right now, in this moment, the last few weeks, I've been going through what feels like a type of change that is coming from inside, where the outside layer of me no longer fits, right? It feels limiting, it feels constraining, it feels out of date, it feels stale, and it needs to be let go of. It's like shedding a skin, it's peeling off a layer, it's allowing fresh, new, unfamiliar me underneath to be someone I am beginning to meet anew. This is the experience of, I don't need to know who this version of me is, and I don't need to decide. I don't need to have a mental conception of them. I actually need to begin to newly experience myself. And part of what I want to newly experience is the part of me that can help people change their life. There is a new groundedness, a new certainty, a new confidence, a new intimacy with how that change happens that has my heart exploding and that has my solar plexus like tingling with the possibility of the impact that I could have and that I have already had, right? There are people who have changed their life changed their whole life in the spaces that I offer. That's so strange to me. And it's so amazing. And I want to no longer hide it. And I want that impact to have a bigger life. And I know that that means a new version of me. And I can feel that new version is ready to burst free, right? Ready to bust through this old container of self and start showing up in a different way. And I'm so scared. And I don't know who the fuck this is. And I don't know how. And I don't know any of the details. And because I know this work, I know that I can trust that. And I know that it's about finding out. It's like, what's the next step? What's the next decision? What's the instinct? What's coming and bubbling up in me that I actually need to answer and say yes to and trust, even though it's unfamiliar and new, and I don't know what's going to happen. And so part of what's bubbling up in me is a desire to meet that version of me in a very live setting with versions of you as you are now, who are wanting to make change, who are wanting to know, how do I be someone who can make change on purpose? Right? I have all these ideas. I have these visions. I have this sense that I'm constrained and I'm stuck and I want to break through. I want to grow. I want to move beyond the problems that I've identified with, that I've normalized, that I've just accepted, and I'm ready for a different level. Something that can happen in the early days of realizing that you're autistic or ADHD and that being a new lens through which you're exploring who you are and how you best live, something that can happen in that process is what I want to say is like an over-identifying with that identity because of how much it legitimizes things that you had previously blamed yourself for, problems that had felt like a source of shame, that had felt like they were your fault, that had felt like you shouldn't have this problem, you should be better, you should know how to do this, you should be able to do life in a certain way. And those identities legitimize having those problems, right? It makes them not shameful. It's like acknowledgement, this isn't your fault. This is like who you are meeting this current world and the incompatibility of the two. And so identifying with that identity can create such an important source of legitimacy for the problems that you have that it can mean that we start identifying with those problems as permanent fixtures, as this is just the way it is. This is because of who I am. This is because of the way I am. This is because the world is like it is and I'm like I am. And this is my lot. I will always have this problem. This problem is a signal of me being legitimate. Me being acceptable, me no longer feeling shame, right? And that's such a massive, huge part of the journey. But there also comes a point when that over-identifying with the problem means that you identify with that problem as a fixed reality and cannot see beyond it, cannot see how you would have solved it, cannot access the type of thinking and the inner resourcing and the capacity and the level of responsibility to meet that problem in a new way and to change something, to overcome it. And it's at that point when you've been through enough of the, this isn't shameful, this is okay. It's okay that I have this problem. It's okay that I struggle. It's okay that I find this difficult. When you've done enough of that, there may be a point where you're like, yeah, and I still don't want this problem. I don't want to struggle with this anymore. I don't want to be stuck with this. I don't want this to be a fixed reality, and I don't want this to be how my life feels. And that is the point at which people start working with me, right? That is the point when you are ready for change, because you've been through the intellectual, theoretical legitimizing of self, but not in the practical application of, okay, well, if this is the world and this is how I experience it, what do I then want to do about this? If I'm going to take up the responsibility for changing it, which is very different from blame or fault, responsibility is like your ability to respond to it at the maximum level of power that you have. It's taking up a bigger level of a perspective on the problem from the place of having solved it, of saying, I don't want this anymore. The version of me I'm becoming has changed that, has solved it. How did they do it? Right? And you're ready to take new action. And so that taking new action, that becoming someone who is willing to move from the self-acceptance of your current reality and your current problems and move into and evolve into a new version of you, not because current version isn't enough, but because current version of you is enough. And so now what? And so that point, that is you ready for change. When all of the information about being autistic, being ADHD, being neurodivergent is no longer transformative, and you're ready now to respond to life in a new way, to apply that into new action, to use all of the wisdom that your body is communicating in what's not working, in burnout cycles, in the compromising, the sense of self-negation, the sense of departing and losing yourself every time that you're interacting with the world, interacting with people. It's I'm ready to move on from that. I'm ready to take new action. I'm ready to make different decisions from a higher level of responsibility for what my life is like. And so those of you that are there, those of you that are like, yeah, I might be neurodivergent, or yeah, I might be autistic, or yeah, I might have these struggles. Yeah, these might be facets of my cognitive processes. And yet this might be the world, and it might be unfair, and it might be set against me in certain ways. But what am I going to do about that? If that's where you're at, right, and you have big dreams, you have things that you're here to do, you have contributions that you're wanting to make, right? You know that there's more to you that's yet to be expressed. There are sides to your creativity, to your visionary nature, to your sensitivity, to your insights, to your attunement for what's just, what's not working, what should be happening, that have you wanting to stretch beyond your current circumstances and change things, create new culture, take leadership in your life, shape your life, shape your relationships, show up to them in a new way, experience more of who you're here to be. If that's where you're at, then I want to invite you. I want to invite you into something that I'm offering this month immediately. Now, we're starting on Saturday, the 14th of September. And for me, this is me wanting to offer something so that I can experience the person I am now, the coach I am now, the change maker I am now, live. And also so that I can offer you an experience of coming into what is the new way that I want to explain this? What is the simpler, more applicable, directly usable version of this that I can teach live? So I want to invite you into this live experience where I'm going to be coaching, teaching, sharing what does it take? What is required? How do you be someone who can make change on purpose? What are the steps? What is a simple way to know what to focus on and to start to already experience it, right, in a matter of days and weeks? So as I'm going through my own changes and wanting to encounter who I'm being now, or who I'm becoming rather, that requires relationship. And because the particular changes that I'm going through are also changes in terms of, you know, this work I'm doing and this vocation and the way that I offer it and the way that I support people to go through the process of becoming someone who can create change on purpose, I want to experience it for me. And I want to invite you into that and bring you with me and give you that experience of what a transformative space of coaching is like. So it's 5 live sessions with me. We'll be doing it as a group, and I'll talk about that in a second. And it's free. There's no cost. You just have to enroll. And it's happening immediately. So it's happening. We're starting on Saturday, the 14th of September. Yes, this Saturday. So without hesitation, make sure you are opening the show notes and clicking that link, solarsystems.xyz/CMCC. This is a live course that is really to help you get in integrity with the version of you that is emerging, that has big dreams for your life, that is done with being stuck, right? That wants to be seen, have more energy, have more cultural impact, have more agency and assertiveness in your life, in your industry, in your relationships, and feel centered, feel seen, feel centered, and that you are the permission. You are the source of the things that you dream of. Right? You do not have to wait. You have to become. You have to become the version of you that is no longer over-identifying with the problems that you have, and instead is becoming the version of you that has access to the parts of you, the capacity in you, the ideas, the resourcefulness, the perspective of the version of you that has solved those problems, that is on a new path, that has shifted your trajectory, that is being the change that you seek, that is taking the wisdoms that are messages from your body in response to your current life and the status quo and current systems and current social structures, the burnout cycles, the automatic masking, the scripting, the overadapting, the invisibly compromising. You're taking those wisdoms and you're applying them in a new way, new actions, carving the visionary path to what you want, right? And so I'm going to show you how do you be that, because you're here to contribute something. You're here to carve your path, and you're not going to make that contribution if you're not going to do it in your way. There are ways that you need to do things that other people don't. But if you're going to contribute what you're here to bring, those ideas, those perspectives, those insights, right? That sensitivity, that knowing, the gifts that are inside you, the life experiences, the things that you know that someone else could benefit from, you're here to bring that, to create the thing that you're here to create. And you're not going to be able to do that if you are trying to fit in, right? Or stay with the problems that you currently have and just accept it as your lot. So the thing that's missing is a relational context where you can trust moving forward, where you can trust that bigger vision, where you can experience that self, your inner self, seen, reflected, believed in, and know that you have connection around who you're becoming, connection around taking new actions and finding out, connection around it doesn't matter if you fail, if you fuck up, it matters, are you carrying on? It matters that you don't judge yourself. It matters that you know that that's given you data, that's given you information, and that your innate instincts, your innate cognitive processes, your innate desires and wants and needs and experiences, those are the source. Those are the source of how, those are the source of connection, and those are the source of the contributions that you are here to make that will be the most valued. Why? Because they are yours. Why? Because they are different. Why? Because they are new. Why? Because they are unique insights. Why? Because you've lived stuff that other people haven't lived and you know something. So if you're done with self-doubt, you're done with being undervalued, you're done with fears of what people will think, you're done with burnout cycles, you're done with over-adapting, and you are on that precipice of, yeah, it's time to fuck shit up. It's time to have a new experience of my life and who I am. It's time to make new decisions. It's time to do things differently. It's time to take those bold, scary actions, right, that are going to bring you back into contact with that exhilarating sense of aliveness. And I'm finding out who I could be. I'm finding out who I could be when I trust the messages of my body, mind, my perspective, my way of doing things, my vision, myself. So I want to invite you to grab this moment. I'm not going to be doing this again. This is a free coaching experience with me. We have 5 live sessions together. I'm going to be teaching and coaching. You're going to experience what that space is like, what it's like to be in a space where transformation is happening, where you get to witness people have breakthroughs. You get to come with and bring your problems and shift them. You get to feel nurtured, seen, recognized, believed, accepted as you are, and believed in where you're going, and feel equipped to go and make it happen. All that's required of you is to enroll, that you take that brave step, that you put aside any thoughts that you have about, yeah, maybe one day I'll sign up to something like this, or yeah, tomorrow, then I'll be ready for change, or when I have this amount of money, or when I've got through this period of my life, or when I've done this thing, or when I've moved. No, now. Change can happen any moment that you come into the present and you make a new decision. So I want to invite you to decide to make change, that you are going to open yourself up to the possibility of what's inside you. You're going to open yourself up to how you can become someone who knows how to change your life, who knows what that process is like, even when you've been stuck for years, that you're going to experience renewed hope, clarity, confidence about your future, right? The autism information deep dives, the theoretical self-acceptance, right? That's maybe stopped feeling transformative. You know that it's time for new action, that it's time to do things differently. It's time to find out who you're here to be and to experience something that is bespoke, right? I only work with neurodivergent folks. And so this is bespoke. This is specific. This is intimate with those experiences and what is contained in that. But it's also not definitive. It's not prescriptive. I'm not here to tell you who you are. The expression of who you are is so unique to you, to your cultural background, to your circumstance, to your relationships. And so bring all of that into the room. Bring all of what you're grappling with. Experience that it's not something to be ashamed of, that yeah, it's right that you find things difficult. It's right that you have a relationship with doing and taking action and goals that is thwart, that has been messed with in these education and workplace systems and the ideas around us about doing and productivity. So this is about coming into a different relationship with doing, with taking action that is rooted in self-trust, that is rooted in self-acceptance, that is rooted in you believing your body and partnering with it in a new way. Come into a space where that means you're going to feel less isolated in your differences, in what your work is like, or your industry, or your entrepreneurship, or your freelancing, and what that's like for you, what relationships have been like, the struggles that you're having there, and come and get solutions, come and get tools for how you can deal with those things, and come and get the context that comes from being in a space, in a group of other people who are also there to make change. And it's a group where you get to experience connection that isn't reliant on you making friends, being liked, or looking after other people's needs. You can come selfishly for your own needs, and that just by you being there benefits the other people in the group, and you benefit from their presence, their problems, their breakthroughs, right? The things that they bring to coaching. Immerse yourself in a space that normalizes that journey, that normalizes folks who don't want to sit and complain, who don't want to vent, who don't want to be stuck, who don't want to legitimize themselves through identifying with their problems and want something new, right? Are willing to go beyond current life, current expectations on yourself, current standard of what the quality of your life feels like. And you're saying yes, you're saying more, you're saying no, better. No, I'm worthy of something different. And I'm going to go and create that. So if this is of interest, the details are in the show notes. You can go to solarsystems.xyz/CMCC. There are 5 live dates All of the teaching is live workshops where I'm taking you through a process of becoming someone who knows how does change happen? How do I be someone who can create change in my life? I can't wait because I just know that every time I meet a new person who's ready to create change, it's like they plant a new seed. And I have the great honor and privilege of being someone who can witness you blow your own mind and see what's possible in just a matter of days, a matter of weeks, and just the effect that being immersed in a group experience can also have on just normalizing this journey and you knowing that, yeah, it's possible for you too. Like everything that you think makes it not possible for you are the exact reasons why to come, so that I can show you that, yeah, even you, even those problems, yes, let's make moves. Let's change things. Let's switch up gears. And while you do that, I'll be finding out who am I now? What is the teaching that I'm doing now? What is the coaching I'm doing now? And what does it feel like to offer that to even more people? So I want to welcome you inside and let's go. Let's do it. All right, sibling. I'll see you on Saturday. Mm-hmm.